Let's pick up Bev in Yonkers, New York. She's got a question about hand cramps and frequent urination. Okay, Bev.
Yes.
Hi there. So what's going on with your hands that they're cramping?
Like when I sleep, I wake at certain times, it's just my hand is like it's cramped up.
Okay. Do you sleep on that arm? Or do you wake up having...
Probably do sometimes. Yeah.
Well, I see. Don't do that.
I'm not used to having it. Just recently I'm having it. I don't think it's such a big deal, though.
Okay, well, I would say don't do that. But the other thing I would say is whenever we see cramping, we know right away that the calcium, magnesium, and trace elements are not adequate for the body's needs. So get a roll of pH paper and something called pH Trio. And I would use the aloe drink, not the aloe powder, because it's too sweet. And then just keep upping the coral till you force the first morning urine pH back into the ideal 6.4 to 7.0 zone. And, you know, at first, for many of you women, I see that the pH is 8 or 7.2 or 7.0. When you see that, you know the body has been, it's exhausted minerals a long time ago. And at this point, what it's doing is it's using ammonia to buffer your urine. So as soon as you start the minerals, you're going to go way acid and you'll be yellow. And then gradually it'll work its way back up to the green zone. Okay?
I also have it like in my toe sometimes, not keeping.
Yeah.
Sometimes just in the middle of my toe, usually in my toes.
See, the toe.
It's cramped, like they call muscle contract. Yeah. I don't know what's
that. The toe cramping is classic mineral deficiency. Okay? So, and I also hear like a sound of mucus from your voice. How old a woman are you?
I'm 46.
Okay.
45.
Well, and how much do you weigh?
140.
Okay. So it sounds to me like there may be issues for digestion as well, since I'm hearing your...
Yeah, no, I take the digestion. I'm hoarse because I was like doing a lot of singing and stuff like that.
Okay,
so my voice is...
All right. So you're on digest and the HCL detox. Okay.
Yeah.
I know that.
I don't take it all the time, but I know, I mean, you know, I have it. I know about that.
Well, okay, whenever you eat cooked food, that's when you should take it.
Okay.
And, you know, you're not 25 anymore, so you need to take this. Otherwise, the food is not well digested. And if that happens, whoa, then it's rotting. The rotting food goes to your liver. It's just a huge cascade of mess, okay?
Right.
So,
okay.
Don't do that.
All right.
This should get you out of that cramping, and hopefully you're going to feel a lot better doing that. Also, let's talk about healthy urination, okay? If we urinate more than every 2 hours, we know that that's too frequent, okay? If we urinate less than every 4 hours, we know that we're usually dehydrated.
I drink a lot of water because I try to work out and all of that, but I can't drink like I want to.
Okay.
Because as soon as I drink it, I have to go. All the time, sometimes 3-4 times before an hour.
Well, from a nutrition standpoint, the heat shield on the spacecraft of the bladder is bioflavonoids. The best source for that is going to be multi-pollen. And so what I'd recommend is you take 2 of those per meal for maybe 2 weeks and see if you notice that your urination frequency is better, everything is better. And then I'd cut down to maybe 1 per day and see if you're not just fine. If you catch this early and you get the bioflavonoids the body needs, this thing is not a problem lifelong. I mean, you know, I'm way older than you, and I never get up at night to urinate. Even if I drink a lot of water, when I get up in the morning, whoa, yeah, I got to do something. But no, not through the sleep. And you don't want your sleep compromised, because when you sleep less than 5 hours, now your body can't make much adrenaline. And when that starts happening, now you're tired and everything doesn't work the way it's supposed to. Okay?
Right. But that happens when I go to sleep. I wake up. But even in the daytime, like if I drink a bottle of water, before you know it, I run to the bathroom. Before you know it, it just keeps happening. I know I'm not diabetic because I've checked that.
Good deal.
That's been over a while. Like, sometimes I have to curtail my water intake because I know I'm drinking. I have to go. If I'm leaving my house, I use the bathroom, but sometimes by the time I get outside, I need to go again.
Well, what I would do if I were you is try this. If this isn't strong enough, you can call the order line and ask them what else can be done. And more can be done. You can support the bladder with bladder complex, alicidin, and hyssop. And usually that is the most wonderful combination. So there's more you can do. I would start with this, though, multi-pollen, and make sure you're using enough of the HCL detox kit. So how much? Yeah, you're 140 and 45, so you should be using about 2 HCL, maybe maximum 3 if you eat meat, and one activator. Are you using that much?
I don't eat meat. Yeah, when I take it, I take 3 to 1.
Excellent.
But I usually take it like at night if I eat food, because I do a lot of raw food, like I juice my stuff. And so I eat cooked stuff. I take it, sometimes I feel like I don't digest it.
Yes.
So I would take it, and I know I feel better when I take it.
Good.
But I just take 3 to 1.
That's great. Okay, very good. Nice talking to you.
All right, thanks a lot.
You're
Bye-bye.
Welcome. Bye now.